Elizabeth recently became the longest reigning British monarch ever. And while this event might have once called for near worldwide celebration, it passed largely unnoticed outside of England. Why? Well, over the years, the relevancy of kings and queens has faded. Most countries now use them as figureheads rather than rulers with any true political power. But this couldn't possibly be more different from the kingship of Christ. Before he was born, the angel declared, "The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." Jesus was identified as a king throughout his ministry, and was even mocked as one at his death. And now, when we begin a relationship with him, we acknowledge him as our king of our lives, a precursor to our eternal identity as citizens in the kingdom of heaven. Clearly, we aren't living in the kingdom of heaven just yet. Death and disease, injustice and violence remind us that we live in a fallen world, and it can be easy to forget that Jesus is in control. But unlike earthly kings, the relevancy of his reign is never in question. Just remember that during his time on earth, Jesus showed us exactly what kind of ruler he is by bringing his kingdom into our world through his miracles and ministry. And unlike other rulers who remain aloof and distant from their subjects, Christ dwelt among us, living and experiencing life alongside us as one of us. In and through his resurrection, we have a final demonstration of his power over death itself and his victory over evil. Even now, the Holy Spirit continues to testify to the kingship of Christ, pointing countless hearts all around the world to him as our true ruler. Regardless of how the world views modern-day monarchs, we can be confident in the fact that we serve a God who is no less the King of creation today than he was when he spoke creation into existence eons ago. And it is by our adoption through Christ that we as believers know our true identity as sons and daughters of our triune God. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.